Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have a mystery. We're going to solve it right now. Holmes is on the case. Who is the deep throat that ratted out Trump and told the Justice Department where the documents were being held in Mar-a-Lago and what was there? Let me tell you what I think. Turned out in the last couple of days, we found out that the Department of Justice has already interviewed Pat Cipollini and Pat Philbin. They did it before the execution of the search warrant. Pat Cipollini, president's counsel, Pat Philbin, his deputy, both of them testified at the January 6th committee. I listened to their testimony. They have a lot of character. They were straightforward. They were honest. And they didn't hold back. Now, a lawyer has an attorney-client privilege with a client, but a lawyer is not permitted to participate in a client's crimes. He can defend the client in court, but I'll always remember UW Law School criminal law class professor said, remember the most important thing about criminal law. You defend somebody in a criminal case and for some reason he's convicted and goes to prison, make sure you don't go along with him. You have to be very, very careful about this kind of stuff. There's little doubt in my mind that Pat Cipollini and Pat Philbin were truthful and honest. And when they were asked about documents, they answered truthfully and honestly. And I don't think there's a big deal about deep throat here. I think that was enough information for the Department of Justice to go forward. We'll see. One humorous wrinkle on that, Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz down in Florida, he has a primary opponent named Mark Lombardo. Mark Lombardo put on a priceless ad against Gaetz, Matt Gaetz, and posed the question, quote, is Gaetz the informant? Matt Lombardo is sliming Matt Gaetz. I'll tell you what. I don't know how Matt Gaetz hasn't been charged already. His sidekick, running dog, and accomplice in the trafficking's already testified and gotten some favorable treatment, apparently, from prosecutors. The underage girls testified. Why is Matt Gaetz at large? Running for Congress? And Mark Lombardo fingered him better than anybody could in that district. Is Gaetz the informant? And his evidence is Trump hasn't endorsed Gaetz for re-election. Now, the reason Trump hasn't endorsed Gaetz probably is Gaetz has been widely discussed as being possibly a human trafficker. And Trump has plenty of Access Hollywood problems about grabbing people in their private parts and doesn't want any part of it. I think that's just terrific. We're going to the lines. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind?
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I got a quick comment on this Jagoff Johnson. He's a snake in the grass. And if this man loved this the people here in Wisconsin, my question is, when he gets off from Washington, why does he fly to his vacation home in Florida and charge the taxpayer expense for airfare? why doesn't he fight for the postal jobs like he did? He did nothing. He said, oh, we got plenty of jobs. So what is that telling you? How dumb are you? I'm quoting you, what you said earlier in the show. That's my comment. Thank you for the airtime.
Yeah, Jack, those are excellent comments. Yeah, and I want to get back to what you just said about the jobs. Wisco Paul talked about it too. Just so everybody knows, what happened was Oshkosh and Intel, for that matter, both wanted to put a plant in the land that somehow the government under Scott Walker turned over to this Chinese company, Foxconn. It was, frankly, it's a scam. They said they were going to make large screen TVs, small screens. They were going to make electric toasters, electric cars. They were going to be a consulting. And in the meantime, they rack up $1 billion with a B, site preparation and a lot of other stuff. And they're blocking use of the land. Oshkosh wanted to make electric post office vehicles there. Foxconn said they were going to make electric vehicles. They never did anything. They're never going to do anything. So Oshkosh said, all right, we'll do it in South Carolina. They wanted to do it in Wisconsin. What did Ron Johnson say? Did he fight for it? Did he go to Oshkosh and go, you know, I'm your senator, please, what can we do? No. He said, we have enough jobs in Wisconsin. No, we don't. Every job has dignity, and I've taken a lot of them myself. I worked in food service, worked at the post office. I worked in a lot of different stuff growing up. However, Oshkosh wages are different from McDonald wages. There's dignity in work, all work at McDonald's or anywhere else. Oshkosh wages are good wages with benefits, and they have long-term prospects, and you learn a skill. Those kind of jobs are not growing on trees. It is absolutely contemptuous and dismissive and condescending of Johnson to say we have plenty of jobs. Not every job is equal in pay. Some pay more. Some have benefits. Some they make you do a split shift and screw up your schedule. The kind of jobs Oshkosh was bringing, we do not have too many of them in this state. And he said it contemptuously, dismissively, and that is the fact. The second thing is, in terms of flying to Florida, the guy flies to places and bills taxpayers. Okay, he should be able to bill for a flight back to Wisconsin, a flight to Milwaukee, to Green Bay. You know, he's the senator, you know, Madison, La Crosse, Mid-States, whatever. But he shouldn't bill them for vacation flights. That's on him. And he's a very wealthy guy, which is fine. You know, I think that the honest accumulation of wealth is a good thing. Some wealthy people who got it through securities fraud and tax fraud should be criminally charged. But the ones that did it with good businesses, I applaud them. They create jobs, and that's good. But we shouldn't have to pay for their vacation travel. I mean, that's the point that Jack was making. The other one I get back to is a Navy veteran. I'll tell you this. What kind of guy goes to Moscow, Russia in 2018 on 4th of July? You can say it's, first of all, why does he go there? Why doesn't he file a report of why he went there, who he met with, and what he said? What was his purpose of going to Moscow, Russia? You don't go there on vacation. I've been to Moscow, Russia with a delegation from the Justice Department where we were sponsored by the State Department. We were giving talks to people in the Russian legal system about, and this is during the thaw, during Glasnost in 1997. You know, nice enough city, but you wouldn't go to Moscow, Russia on vacation. You went there for a purpose. What was it? 4th of July, I mean, this is a guy who said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. To me, that's a major issue as well. We come to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we're back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.